there's so many people. Ken, you're not paying attention to this. Ken, you're not paying attention to that. Guys, we will get to it all. I will tell you something we didn't get to with Daryl. Elijah Moore was suspended for the first quarter yesterday.
Apparently, Stefanski mentioned that in the postgame.
There's Kevin after the game yesterday. Go ahead.
I didn't see Elijah out there for maybe the first quarter. Was there a disciplinary reason?
Yeah, that's stuff I'll keep internal.
But there's a reason.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just give us a reason. Come on.
Okay.
I want the reason.
What's the reason?
Give me the reason.
You don't need a reason. They need a reason. What's the reason?
Are you going to say your stupid joke now?
No, say your reason. Say your stupid reason.
I am not going to do it.
Say your stupid joke.
No, I refuse to do it.
Say it.
I'm not going to make any reference.
I will say it with you.
No.
Say the reason. Say the stupid reason right now.
That if he got into a fist fight with a teammate, our wide receivers would be punching Judy.
Today?
We could take two more.
Come on, Les would appreciate that.
He would.
Les would appreciate that.
Why can't we just know, though? Seriously.
He would have a great wry smile over there in the corner. He'd know that's what he would do.
He'd be chuckling. Why can't we know? I want to know. Why can't we know? Just tell us.
Why do you think? Why?
This stuff gets out everywhere else. Why can't we? We're a terrible football team anyway.
Guys,
what does it matter?
That's like number 400 on the list of
what's it say on the
bad
calendar?
400 things right now.
What's it say on the calendar? What day is it?
Monday.
October 21st. That means we'll find out in December. Just like Jadeveon Clowney, we will find out what transpired in December. And that if history repeats itself, that means that he's going to turn around and call Mary Kay a liar. Like Jadeveon Clowney did, which he was totally wrong to do.
And he was wrong.
He sung like a canary.
Is Elijah Moore a trade candidate, or does anybody...
Okay.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
What are you going to get?
Well, you're seeing guys like, who is the former Chiefs receiver that we...
5'9" wide receiver.
Kadarius Toney.
Okay. What?
Well, between him,
Never mind. No, I'd rather have Elijah Moore.
These guys get workouts every week with teams. Is Elijah Moore, would he fit that category? I don't know.
Somebody'd have to bring him in, right? To just put him on a practice squad somewhere.
Who?
I'm just...
The Carolina Panthers. They're an easy one.
We swapped second-round picks for Elijah. No, I meant...
The Jaguars.
I meant who the wide receiver I'm talking about. You're talking about Elijah Moore?
No, I'm saying if he was no longer a part of our organization.
No, I just meant would anybody trade...
No, let's see what he does.
Something at the end of the draft for him.
Kadarius Toney was... I think the Chiefs traded a second or third for him.
So the way we're going to make this all better is putting Kadarius Toney out there? Or are you just saying none of this is going to get any better?
They have a history of former Chiefs wide receivers coming to this team and not doing much for them.
How's that record label doing?
They got financed. That's all that matters.
Oh, my God. That's right. I was a proponent of that signing. There was a wise old man who sat in this chair and goes, no, you don't want to do it.
Daisy.
I was like, nah, he'll be great here. And he wasn't great here. Certainly wasn't. 216-474-0092. Nowhere bigger is there a chasm. I don't like this whole thing. Sucks. I've told the story how I've experienced it several times over, and I don't need to get into it again. I probably will eventually, but I don't need to get into it again. You can hear it at 923thefan.com, the free Odyssey app. I can only go by what I saw. I'm not going to sit there and deny that there were definitely people who were quiet during that moment, who were silently hoping that this is the end. Silently hoping that this is the end. And there's a lot of us that, I would agree with you. I wanted it to come to an end. I didn't want it to come to an end this way. I did not want it to come to an end like that. That is depraved. And I think that most of the people, even if they were quiet and going, well, at least we can finally move on, they would understand that that's depraved. I don't need to preach to 70,000 people in a stadium. Guys, they're fans in 2024, and it doesn't make up for any behavior. You can only control and police who you are and who the people are around you, but you get 70,000 people in a building. They're not all going to be 100% in agreement with everything that goes on out there, and it's a professional sporting event.
What Daryl said was interesting. He said that it seemed like, to him, this was an opinion, since he's not reporting this as fact, but... He said it seemed like it was an orchestrated effort by the Browns players to call out the fans.
Was that to, in turn, take the heat off of their play?
I don't know. Because
there was several things.
Jameis Winston was not asked about it. He started with it.
Well,
led with it.
If they would have sat on their hands and said nothing, I could go over the penalties that are still being committed pre-snap in week 7? Week seven,
it's
right?
It's unbelievable. It was every positive play in the first half was an illegal formation.
Do we practice? Do I talk about the blown coverages and Jamar Chase letting you hear it every single play? Boy, I got to tell you, they do have some restraint. Those guys hate each other, and somehow it doesn't come to blows.
Did you see what Chase did to Newsom after he scored the touchdown?
Yes, I did.
He walked right over him, and Newsom ran to the ref. I'm like, I don't know if I run to the ref. I might get into it with Jamar Chase a little bit.
Daryl might believe that this was an orchestrated deal.
Yeah. Yeah, he thinks...
Right, those are Daryl's words. I can't do it. Now, do we ask Rodney about that tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely we do. And it kind of makes sense if you think about it.
That's going to be a hell of an hour.
Jameis Winston led with that. He led with it like it was his introductory statement in a press conference.
Wait, wasn't he asked, though?
He said he was not at the start. He said he opened up with it. Unprovoked. So that does
so are we speak to
what that might be.
So what Daryl is alleging here... Are they better at changing narratives than they are? Are they better prepared to change a narrative than they are about their play on the field? Because it's very, very easy to go after fans and take a group of fans out of an entire group and then get a... I mean, that's what we've been talking about today. We've been talking about fans and how they act and how fans should act and whether or not all Browns fans should be ashamed and how all Browns fans want to... And they're coming after us and going back after them. And I'm going, guys, most 99% of fans do not want to see what happened out there on the field. Good, bad, ugly. They didn't want to see that go down out there. There were definitely a group of fans out there
that were quiet.
There were plenty... Not yesterday. Okay. This was Saturday.
But, I mean, think about the people that were there with their kids and they're seeing a player crying on a golf cart in agony.
Crying out loud,
I know fans right now, they're screaming at their radios, $250 million, whatever.
But I thought Jameis was ass.
But that doesn't change the fact that you have a guy who is trying to salvage his career. He's trying to rebuild his legacy. And now it looks like that's been taken away from him. I mean, you know, he might have the Aaron Rodgers recovery timeline. The question is, do the Browns even care at that point? I don't know.
No, they're going to have to move on. Everything that has been shown. You can't just take a bath on the contract. That's not what I'm saying. But you're going to have to move forward here now. And that's going to be whether he sits on the bench or anything like that. Like at this time now, you know, this is what changes with this injury. And this is tough to talk about. If he goes out there and he's the backup behind, say they take Cam Ward, okay? They take Cam Ward, he's the backup. He's no longer their focal point. He's just a very expensive backup. Because he gets hurt in October, will he be ready to start the season this year? Remember, you guys bring up Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers got hurt week one. This is week seven. So he gets hurt in October. I don't know if he's going to be 100% ready to go next year. You could very well keep him on the roster, and you're not going to have that. They will announce their rookie quarterback, and no one's going to boo you anymore. There might be some people who jeer you on the sideline. I think this changes now. This changes. People will get excited, and they'll buy the jerseys of the new player that comes around. Because I got to tell you, we were sitting there in the stands, and I looked around. I saw more Charlie Hewlett jerseys. I saw more Joe Flacco jerseys. I'm sure there were some Deshaun Watson jerseys out there, but damn it, it was like playing Where's Waldo out there in the stands. And that was noted, and I texted our show thread on that in the first quarter. We were looking around going, I don't see any Watson jerseys out here.
I did see them. I had the TV perspective, and I saw, you know, Channel 5 does a pregame in the stadium, and I saw one or two, but it was not, you know, the majority of it is Miles and Chubb, and those are the guys you're getting. You're not getting the franchise quarterback that you paid all this money to.
Oh, a whole lot.
As the lead jersey in the stadium.
And I'm telling you right now, if you bring him out next year, if you bring him out and he stood there on the sidelines, I think people would just more than likely move on, and that be it. Yeah. And they're gonna root for Cam Ward or Shador Sanders or my guy Garrett Nussmeier or any of that. Like, they're going to root for those guys. Well, any three of those guys could be a really good quarterback just right off the top of my head. But I'm pointing out that they're going to root for them. Yeah, they're going to get excited for Cam Ward, who can make a lot of things happen. So that, I think, changes this. Like, if he were to continue to play and play poorly, it is this huge elephant in the room. And I said, you're not going to have him play poorly and then stand him on the sidelines. Like, he's not a backup. I didn't foresee this happening.
No.
Now that this has happened, it's changed a lot. Because now you can go, he needs help to be able to process out on the field. You can give me that he was 15 or 15 to 17. You guys know what you saw. Maybe he would have got things started up in the second half, but it wasn't good. You were behind the sticks. He was pulling his eyes down. He was pulling the ball down. There were a lot of things that weren't that great, and even when he got hurt, he was going to pull the ball down. Adam Archuleta, I think that guy had it in his head on Monday. I don't know when he gets the assignment, but if he got the assignment on Monday, he seemed to have had it in his head. He was going to expose everything going on in that football game on Sunday afternoon yesterday in his broadcast. You got something over there? Is this the audio, Adam Archuleta? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Spiro, for the second or third time today, I just feel like Deshaun Watson's playing it too conservative. You have this route. I know they're running this underneath bout, but you have this window right there, and they're just not being aggressive in hitting those intermediate throws. That they've had a chance to hit those throws three or four times already in this game.
And they're showing the ones that he's not seeing, and now you can go, we're going to take him. He is still a huge investment. And we're going to work with him on how to process this in case we need him. But we're going to move on as a franchise. That's the way you can do this. Ugly to talk about, but it's the truth.
He finished with numbers, and I saw some of the same social media accounts that have been defending Watson's play inexplicably over the last however. And they showed the numbers there for this game and said he was in rhythm. He had one nice throw that was even, you can't even say down the field.
I thought he had two.
Maybe two. I watch all the NFL. I watch all the worst quarterbacks in the league have five of those throws a week. Deshaun had two. You can't run an offense throwing the ball to your backup tight end, dumping it off, play action, with two receivers streaking down the field, yeah, dumping it off to your backup tight end,
yeah,
which is all he was doing. He had lost complete and total confidence that he could convert anything. I was surprised, even on the trick play, he even decided to throw it in the end zone to Tillman.
It was tough. But either way, that is a way that you can keep him calm the season. Maybe you can work with him. Maybe you can work with him. And if you were to need him, maybe he could come out and show you something next year after he gets it fixed. But seeing him coming off the field, there's a lot more than the Achilles that needs to be fixed. I think that this is a man who's dealing with some serious stuff right now.